Tom Ceratori joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, tough start to the third period there. Things got away from you in a hurry, didn't they?
Oh, they did. You know what? And it was frustrating. There's no question about that, Schulze.
Yeah, you give up an offensive zone faceoff, two-on-one the other way, and then a breakaway, obviously. You get down that much, but, obviously you fought back, but it just seems to be a recurring theme, right? That you get yourself behind the eight ball and you can't make it all the way back.
No, we weren't going to make it back. It looked good. It looked good. You know, we gave a little hope, but that's that would have been the world's greatest comeback. You know what I mean? And that's hard. You know, it is. You guys know that.
Yeah. I'm trying to put a positive spin on this. Were some of those odd man rushes the other way, you guys pressing offensively?
Yes, it was. Okay. You know, and but still, you know what? You can press offensively, but you're still not a – it's still not a, it doesn't give you the right to be giving up those easy two-on-ones either. So we got to look, and honestly, Schulze, I got to look at some tape too. I mean, you got to be a little more aggressive. There's no question, but you also have to be, you got to be a little smart with your aggressiveness too.
You in the second period there, Tom, I thought you played pretty well offensively, but you just couldn't get any shots on and onto the net.
100%. They contested a lot. They're long. Their defensive corps is long. They contested a lot of shots. I even said the same thing to our guys. You guys want to get closer and closer to the net, but the closer you get to the net, the closer you're going to get to their stick. So, I mean, there's a fine line between, when do you shoot and where do you shoot,
You played a couple of desperate teams here the last couple of weeks. When that ninth team does not make the playoffs, that makes games down the stretch interesting.
100%. 100%. And we need to be a desperate team.
Well, Tom, when you were talking about taking shots and no one to take them, it seemed tonight there was a couple of opportunities you guys had to take shots, but you went for the pass. Is that something that you guys talk about?
Because sometimes not a chance. It's the opposite. The same thing that you're belly aching about, I guarantee, on air is the same thing we're belly aching about. Like, what are we trying to go back door when we got a grade A chance? We're in the slot. We got a guy who peels off, and then the goaltender. It's an easy save, or the defenseman can contest it. No, like you have to. You have to take when you don't get a lot of opportunities.
Right.
When you get an opportunity inside the dots in that grade A scoring area, you got to have at it.
For those fans that are in their car driving home tonight, is that as good of a way as you can of describing? You have to simplify your game.
No,
just take the shot.
Yeah, I guess if you call that simplifying, but yeah, you just got to you got to shoot when you can shoot. You know what? Like I said, my gosh, we got passitis. I want shootitis. I said it on the bench. Mm-hmm. I go, I'm sick of the passitis. I want the shootitis, But
we noticed the same thing, Tom.
All right. Thanks,
see you tomorrow.
Guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.